Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guest is Ryan McGregor, Supply Chain Solution Specialist at Logistics Plus. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us. Can you tell our listeners who you are and how you came to join Logistics Plus and how long you've been with the company in your current role?
Sure. My name is Ryan McGregor. I'm a supply chain solution specialist here at Logistics Plus, which I work in the business intelligence department. And I've been with the company for about a year and a half. I came here from Pittsburgh to Erie after a career in healthcare and politics. And my wife is from Erie, so we had long looked to move to Erie County. So when the opportunity to relocate up this way came about, we jumped at the opportunity, and I haven't regretted it one day since.
Ryan, what does supply chain analytics mean, and what type of projects do you get involved with as a specialist in this area?
So as we like to say here, too, is that with our kind of company, that there was a time when it was most important just to have freight and cargo move from point A to point B. And now with as more things become more apparent, people are more interested in seeing exactly where the details of that information is going. So not only are we just interested in how things got from point A to point B, but a lot of the metrics that guide that. In our industry, we're capturing a lot of data. We rely primarily on two transportation management systems, TMS systems, and we're capturing data points all the time from across the globe for shipments all around the world. And what I'm able to do is I take that data in aggregate, and I can create applications that give our end users, so our customers, a very easy to follow and a very easy to navigate way of digesting that information. Because we have lots of points in terms of dates and cost, and we're able to very simplify that so that it's more relatable and more useful to them in their day-to-day work as well.
Can you explain the evolution of the technology since you first joined LP to where we are today?
So I know that prior to my coming, there was the development of, we have eShip, which is a proprietary platform which we use here at Logistics Plus to capture mostly trucking transportation movements, so mostly movements within North America. We also rely on a platform called CargoWise, which helps us track international shipments and also sea and air cargo and things like that. So we had a lot of this data, but we had no real easy way to capture it and also to make to see it as an aggregate. So we had lots of data, but it was hard to see all at once, kind of hard to see the forest when you only could see your trees. So we began using a platform, a business intelligence platform called Click, spelled with a Q, that allows us to rapidly pull in that data, model it in a way so that it is cohesive and standardized, and then also then place it in applications that are interactive. So they're essentially reports but have a little bit more breadth to them that allow them to be drilled down so that users can hone in on specific characteristics so that they can see details to whatever level that they need to to perform their own analysis at some level as well. But also, again, it's constantly accruing that data and capturing all those points day and on the hour in some cases, and so that we can have an instant snapshot of exactly where our corporate performance is. And then also for our customers, we have an offering where we can actually provide to them almost like real-time tracking of those same data points, so they can see at a moment's notice exactly where their cargo is anywhere in the world in some cases, but also exactly where their transportation costs are going. I think there's a lot of movement where people are treating transportation as more of a commodity rather than a cost, in that they recognize that the cost of moving goods from point A to point B, or as many point A's and point B's, is that those aren't fixed costs, and they can be negotiated, and they can be subject to fluctuations in the market. So what we're able to do, not only as a broker here, is negotiate those best rates, but then also provide better insight into those rates. So we can even show them exactly which carriers are performing best on their most important lanes, so we can empower them to make the best decisions for their business as well.
How have client expectations changed? How critical is it that now LP excels in this area for the end user?
I think it's in some cases, I believe it's actually a lead for us, the technology we're able to offer. As I mentioned before, transportation used to be just, can you get my stuff from point A to point B at a reasonable cost and reasonably on time? And now everyone's looking for that little bit extra. And that little bit extra for us in a lot of those cases is this business intelligence platform. We're able to provide C-level executives, just high-level financials, so they can see exactly where their costs are going. We can provide operators, minute-to-minute detail of the cargo, so that they can best track their performance and also see exactly where their cargo is, so that they can operate on their business side very more efficiently. And also from a customer perspective, and we have a client who is a large technology company who had no visibility into their projects. They were moving these large items all around the country to hundreds of retail locations and had no visibility as to when things were getting there. And it made it very difficult for them to help schedule installs on the other side. We built them an application here that was showing them hour by hour details, so they could get an exact sense of when items were going to arrive at these stores, so they were much more able to efficiently schedule their marketing. So not only was it, they did not have that level of access from their previous provider. So when they were able to get a dashboard from us that had that level of detail and had that level of accuracy, they were blown away.
We have been doing these interviews for a little over a year now. And it sounds like what you are discussing is really about the plus in Logistics Plus, isn't it?
Yeah, we talk a lot about, when we start a conversation with a potential customer or even an existing client, we have an offering that we generally like to go into these meetings and saying, here's a few examples of what we are able to do. But we only use this as a guideline because there's really no limit to what we're able to provide in terms of the dashboards. And we pride ourselves a lot on the ability to be... to provide custom solutions in that we can specify the reports and model the data in such a way that it's actually more universally applicable to their needs. Because at the end of the day, I may feel like this particular visualization looks cool or this grouping of data is important, but it may not pertain to what they're doing and what they need that from us. So, we sit down and we listen to all their concerns, we listen to all their needs, and we react to meet those as best we can in every way we can. And especially with these dashboards, we are able to model that and kind of set those things up and set reports and different kind of KPIs that at the end of the day are just helping them be better at their work as well. Because, a lot of these businesses, the last thing they want to do is worry about the cost of transportation. They have, they make products. That's what they want to be in the business of, not, transportation management. That's what we're here for.
And your job essentially is to make it easier all around, right?
Yeah, so make it more relatable too, because again, they may not have a whole lot of time to run 80, eight reports and try to combine data, and so I can do all of that more quickly, and then also set it up so that it's automated, so that they're getting a report every day, every week, every month that they can use and just look at and go, okay, great, I'm seeing what I need to see, and I'm getting on with my day.
Are there any specific technologies or platforms that Logistics Plus uses to support its clients' business intelligence and reporting needs?
So Qlik is our primary and the one we rely on. We have, it's one of the better business intelligence platforms in the industry. It certainly is an amazing, it's what they call it, a Qix engine, which is a model that allows it to load and store data very rapidly. Among the best in the industry, and we utilize that to model all of our data points. We're collecting data from, I mentioned before, a few transportation management systems, but we're also able to aggregate data from external sources as well. So as a specific example, we have we're actually collecting data from the National Weather Service on the hour and collecting real-time alerts from the National Weather Service, putting them on every U.S. county, and then we're overlaying that over the shipments that we have, so we can actually provide customers exact insight saying, by the way, there might be a snowstorm in the Rocky Mountains. This may cause a delay in your transportation. So we're utilizing data points from multiple sources and providing those to customers so that they have, again, better insight into their own their actual transportation needs.
With all of these advancements in technology, what do you think you will be offering in 5 years?
So we have been exploring, not only we're a member of the Blockchain and Transport Alliance, which is an industry group that looking to set standards for blockchain technologies, mostly in the transport and logistics industries. So we're advocating, you know, we're certainly working towards not only, you know, setting the policy and also setting the tone for what that will look like in the future, but also implementing those solutions into our current offerings as well. And even as it applies with our business intelligence specifically, there's certainly been movements towards augmented intelligence and artificial intelligence within the platform itself, so that the system is, as it's accumulating data, it actually starts to learn essentially the trends, and it actually will provide certain outcomes or certain notices of certain, you know, how things are performing, KPIs and things like that, automatically without us, with less of us having to do more analytic stuff on our side. The platform will actually begin to help do it for us. So I would imagine that within the near future, 5 years or so, those are certainly the kinds of technologies that not only are we embracing, but also implementing. And then that's certainly, I think, the direction a lot of stuff is heading towards.
Ryan, the technology is that intuitive?
Yeah, it is intuitive. And, it's obviously the click. As a company, they're collecting trillions of points of data and an aggregate, I'm sure, from all the companies around the world who are using it. Not only from us, we're capturing millions of points a day just here, and so they are certainly constantly evolving their product. They're constantly looking for new ways to make their product more efficient, and that is one of the ways I know that they have been very high on exploring. And it's something that's very exciting.
Without mentioning specific clients by name, can you describe some examples of business intelligence solutions that Logistics Plus has provided in the past year?
Sure. So as I mentioned before, we, with one company, we had built them a dashboard with mentioning the transportation of marketing projects. So we were able to help them see day-to-day, hour-to-hour insight into how exactly those projects were moving. Another client has, they're moving parts from all around the world, mostly from suppliers in the United States to international destinations where they get, they're taking raw materials here in the U.S., moving them to, say, China, and they're getting converted into more manufactured parts, and then they're being sent back to the United States to essentially be assembled into final parts and final items. And we were able to create a dashboard for them that was giving them insight to all parts of that movement. They had an issue before where they were constantly having supply chain issues because they weren't aware and they weren't sure why things kept breaking down. Because as you can imagine, in a system like that, anytime there's a delay at step four, you have a delay at step five, six, and seven. So we were able to aggregate their data, show them exactly where the issues were, and then empower them to go back to their carriers, because that before they were flying blind. They had no idea, and they only had the general sense of where their problems were. At this point now, we're giving them the exact sense of where the problems were and are, and empowering them to take that data, hard data and information, back to their carriers to essentially get better results from those carriers. So not only are they're improving their supply chain, but they're driving their costs down too, because now they don't have issues in their supply chain downstream, because things are moving from point A to point B to point C much more efficiently and much more on time.
Ryan, it sounds like you need to educate your clients on a lot of your technology, right?
Sure. And that is a conversation we really love to have. I think this is an exciting technology that we have here at Logistics Plus, and I think that it's something we love to share, and we're always happy to talk about it. And in terms of the dashboards themselves are rather intuitive. We try to make them as granular and as easy to understand as we can, that we provide, you know, filtering. We try to outline things with certain designations so that we make them as relatable as possible. And it's, as we go through, certainly we always have questions, and we're always willing to make sure that, you know, people are getting that information in a way that makes most sense to them, because, you know, it's not always as easy to remember or as easy to translate. You know, the way you describe one thing doesn't always translate, especially when you're talking about cross cultures, and especially in any industry, there's lingos. And even in certain regions, there's different lingos for the same thing. So we're certainly mindful of that. And that's part of the communication that we try to tell, you know, as we are in business intelligence. Not only are we aggregating and pulling data from an analytical standpoint, but we also have to be storytellers because we have all these points of data, but they are just points of data until we bring them to life with something that helps craft a narrative in terms of the way that the data is kind of telling. So they're just points until you actually give them the visual that allows that story to come through. So we certainly work very hard, and we've evolved very much over the last year and a half from where it was then to where it is now in terms of our ability to communicate that message.
How do your clients use these various business intelligence reports and dashboards to manage their logistics?
Yeah, so we're able to provide that level of reporting so that they can see specifically items that require most of their attention. So whether it's a report that has items that are in need of some certain level of clarification on their part, so they may need to, it's been aged for too long and they need to follow up with a carrier to get a better, more rapid response. We're also able to provide, certain financial levels so that they can see, specifically where their costs are greatest so that they can, obviously maybe adjust their behaviors or find better ways to move the same. So if they're seeing that there's a trend in terms of we're able to provide them saying that these are certain areas or certain lanes that are costing the most, if you maybe shift your distribution to a different day, we can actually theoretically save you a little bit of money here or things like that. So we can actually show that using hard data in certain performance indicators to help them make the best decisions for their business.
What is Logistics Plus doing to stay up to speed on new or developing technologies?
So a big part of it, as I mentioned before, we're a member of the Blockchain and Transportation Alliance, and part of that again is embracing and setting policy for emerging technologies, but also in terms of what we use here, we have My Logistics Plus, which is we call it plug and play resource, which is in itself a vessel that allows us to customize solutions specific to different customers. So for example, we have the service it provides to a customer A is not the same what it provides to customer B. And as part of that, we allow it to be as flexible as possible. Where we differ from, I think, from a lot of other logistics companies or even other transportation companies is that they have a one-size-fits-all type of approach to the way they approach that. They do one thing, what they feel pretty well, whereas we are able to meet a specific customer demand in any way that they envision and actually use our technology to meet that need. So whether it's in freight audit spend or tracking transportation across international boundaries, customs brokerage, things like that, we can actually tailor our platforms to those specific needs because that's that plus that we talk about it being a logistics plus. We are constantly developing these tools. There's a team that's sitting not far from where we are now that is constantly updating and finding new solutions for our platforms. And along with us at Business Intelligence too, we're never satisfied in terms of the way the dashboards look. We're constantly looking for new updates, new upgrades, and things like that. And also taking lessons from different customer meetings and implementing those towards other customers as well, and trying to help us be as best as we can to tell those stories. And certainly, going to, doing the education, learning from online and going to conferences to make sure that we're constantly as ahead of the curve as we can be. Because I've heard it said before that you're either riding the wave or you're behind it. And as much as we possibly can, we'd like to be riding the wave.
Ryan, as a relatively newer employee with Logistics Plus, how would you describe the company to a prospective new employee?
The company is very much, I would say, like a family in certain regards, where this is a group of people who know who you are and value your contribution to being here. And while, anytime you're at work, you're going to have some days are better than others. What I find here is that there is no place I've ever worked that is anything like this. I've worked at very small offices and I've worked in very large companies, and there's a certain level of coldness that I think that goes along with it, is that we're here for work and we're here for business, but very much different here, whereas this is very much a community that is mission focused, and people enjoy working hard here because it's the right thing to do, and you really want to, because of we're just so you just enjoy being here so much.
Ryan, how would you describe the company to someone who may not be familiar with Logistics Plus and what it does?
In terms of how it does, I try to communicate that, you know, there's, you know, companies that move their own stuff are one thing, but, you know, we are able to, we have relationships across the industry and across the world that allow us to find the best carriers to help people make the most cost-efficient choices for their transportation. You know, everybody everywhere has to move something somewhere. It's the reality of the world we live in, and we're very good at doing it, and we're the we do it very well and very cost-effective for companies literally all around the world. And we're a small company that, as Jim says, punches well above our weight. You know, in terms of just the way we do with the information we do with our business intelligence and also with our development with the My Logistics Plus website, but also our mobile application, you know, we're offering services that many large top 10 type logistics companies don't have. And they're either too cumbersome or too inflexible to offer those solutions at the level of granularity that we're able to. So not only is this a fun place to come and work, it's also someone where we're able to do a whole lot with not nearly as much resources and as a lot of other places. So it's a lot of fun because, again, there's an incredible amount of empowerment here that, you know, there's a trust that everyone's granted to go out and do their best. And even if you fail, you know, learn the lesson and move on. And that is just such a different culture than I think many corporate structures, whereas, you know, failure is abhorrent, and doing so is some sort of institutional breakdown. Where here, it's not that it's tolerated, but it's certainly that it's embraced for what it is, and that, you know, we're willing to take the risk to learn a better lesson and to be better at what we do. And it's very welcoming, and I wish more people could enjoy a place like this.
I know we talked a little bit about your background earlier, but can you tell us about your education and how you segued to Logistics Plus?
For college, I went to Slippery Rock University, which is the Harvard of Butler County, and I studied political science, and I minored in Russian. And when I was done at Slippery Rock, I had worked in campaigns in and around the Pittsburgh area for a number of years. And right out of school, I started working for a member of Congress and based out of an office in Southwest Pennsylvania, so just outside of Pittsburgh. And for a number of years, I worked in a campaign office, which during the time was one of the more tumultuous times, because it was during the introduction, the debate, and then ultimate passage of the Affordable Care Act, which we all lovingly know as Obamacare. So during that time, the tensions were particularly high, and the number of people who were calling our office was very high. So that was a particularly notable time to work in the U.S. House. And I took a job in the energy industry. I was working for essentially a utility company based out of Pittsburgh, and then started working for a healthcare company, and eventually was working at Highmark. But all through that whole process, I was learning little steps in terms of reporting and also how to best work with data. And most specifically, when I was with Highmark in Pittsburgh, I was in their corporate office. I learned how to write in code, essentially, and to write in SQL. And was doing a lot of analytics for the company there, and it was mostly regarding prescription drugs. So when the opportunity to work in an analyst role here, I had accumulated to this point a number of skills through just being at being willing to take different roles at my work at in companies in Pittsburgh. To have enough knowledge base to take on a role working in essentially in a background in terms of database administration, as well as writing applications that would could be used in this the way we're using here at Logistics Plus. So I have no formal education in coding, or it was everything I learned on the job and was able to apply to, you know, because you had to learn or, you know, sit down at a computer and Google how do you do this and figure it out.
Ryan, we have it on good authority that based on your first annual Logistics Plus employee talent show that was held last spring, your skills go way beyond supply chain analytics. Is that right?
Sure. So when I was, I think in the year 2015 or 16, I had decided that I always wanted to learn to play guitar. So I started taking lessons once a week on playing a guitar. And after I moved up here, I wasn't taking lessons anymore, but I was still playing. But to that point in my life, I had never played in front of anybody else except my wife. And when Jim mentioned that they were having a talent show, I thought it would be a perfect opportunity to do something a little bit outside of my comfort range, which is a lot of what we do here at Logistics Plus. And I played a few songs during the talent show. Fortunately for everyone there, I didn't have to sing. But I did have a lot of fun. And since then, I've actually played guitar at church and a few other places a number of times. So it's been one of those amazing things about with Logistics Plus is that, again, talking about empowering, is that I never would have had an opportunity to do that at any other job that I had ever had. And because I, you know, was willing to go up there and make a fool of myself, maybe making a mistake, I went up there, had a lot of fun, and now it's actually something I'm doing more of. And but it was funny, even during the talent show, I was so nervous that I was playing my guitar, and I was playing it so hard that I knocked my top two strings out of tune the next day. I picked it up and played it. Like, I was hitting it so hard. It was amazing I didn't break any of them when I was playing, because I was hitting it. I was basically hitting like a drum because I was so nervous. But it was such a rush and such an experience, and I'm so grateful for it.
Finally, Ryan, if any of our listeners are interested in learning more about Logistics Plus supply chain analytics or solutions, how should they contact the company?
So we're always available on any number of social platforms, but mostly online at logisticsplus.net. So you'll find any number of ways to contact us, any ways to learn more about all the different ways that we do in terms of LTL, truckload, international shipments, and so on and so forth, too. And if also, if you're ever, you know, willing, we're always willing to have a discussion with you to show you what we're able to do capably with business intelligence, and just sit down and have a demonstration as well.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard Fridays at noon. Join us again next week as Dr. Ford is in the Business Spotlight.